Chris Taylor on Double J.
As I've sort of jokingly say, you're now the Greta Thunberg of the chase. You're single-handedly waging war on waste, waging war on climate change because our government won't do it. What is this? A lot of people always ask me, as a friend of yours, does Craig really care about these things, or was it? Was it sort of, did the job come up and then he's learnt to really care about it?
Interestingly enough, I've actually been probably, I was probably much more focused on the kind of stuff we're doing in this next show, Fight for Planet A, which was the climate change stuff. I was focused on that well before I was focused on waste, to be honest. That was actually something that I was quite in tune with. I wasn't bad at waste, but I wasn't a kind of waste warrior.
I'd say you were very wasteful.
Yeah. No, unlike you, I don't use the same gag every time. Your recycling is overwhelming, Chris.
Is it got kind of weird? Like, I just imagine being Craig Rucastle now, like even just around your neighbours, like on bin night. Have you kind of got to watch your behaviour in public? Because if you just lapse even slightly, everyone's got a phone now and they're going to call out the crusader of waste.
Look, I'm less worried about that. I do find it slightly frustrating when people constantly apologise to me for things, like as if I'm tracking them. It's like the whole point of this, like,
if you catch them with a takeaway coffee cup.
The whole point of I think the approach to this is that we're not perfect at these things, but we can do a lot better. And I don't expect perfection from anyone. I'm not perfect at all on any of these fronts at all. So, but I think we can all do better on stuff. So that's kind of what we're focusing on. Although we kind of, there's two shows. So there's Fight for Planet A.
Yeah, let's break them down. So Fight for Planet A, the climate challenge. This is about, I guess, a guide to instructions, tools for how we can all reduce our footprint.
Yeah, exactly. And it's looking at, it's not saying that we can do it all ourselves, but we are going to look at what we can do in our own lives. What are things that actually have an impact? What are things that are probably a smaller impact? Like, you know, everyone's like, I turn the lights off. It's like, well, is that even relevant? Like, is that just ridiculous when we're looking at the scale of the problem there? You know, what are the things that can be done?
What's the answer to that?
You'll find out on the show.
Right.
Depends on your lights, probably. And also,
Craig, we're trying to save the planet. We're not trying to plug a show here.
No.
People can't wait till next year before they get the answer. Should I turn my lights off?
That's not going to be the main determinant. But it's also then looking at what needs to be done with government and business and that kind of thing. I guess it's putting things in scale, going, what is the extent to which we can change things, and what is the extent to which we need others to help us, and how do we get that to happen? And so we'll see. I mean, I don't necessarily know the answers yet. We're still figuring this out as we go. It's not like I necessarily know the answer before the end.
It's one of those interesting ones, because in the same way Australia at a government level tries to, I guess, get out of some of its responsibilities by saying, oh, we're so small, we're only a drop in the ocean, I think individuals also
absolutely
say, well, I mean, I could eat less meat, I could turn my lights off, but what's that going to do if I've got a government in power who's not even meeting their Paris Agreement?
Absolutely. And the amazing thing about Australia, and I think this is, we actually just did a big thing yesterday filming about this. The amazing thing about Australia is you don't realise how big a footprint Australians have. We have a massive.
Per capita is one of the biggest in the world.
Per capita, we are.
Are we number one? Well,
we are. Look, there's a
couple
of.
We're podium finish.
We've definitely podium finished. There's a couple of, it depends. There's a couple of kind of oil states that may give us a run for our money at times. But per capita, Australia are really, really up there.
And I love it when we're competing with oil states.
Well, that's not even if we exclude all the stuff we export. If we include the stuff we export, we are like top five, six. You know, right. It's extraordinary. So, you know, we've got a lot of stuff we can do.
Now, I hate to dob you in here. We've just had a text from a listener in Annandale. I saw Craig once use a plastic bag to take his fish and chips home. That's from Kelso.
There you go.
In Marrickville. Yeah.
Interesting. I haven't done that in a long time.
It's very much a paper-driven industry. Like, yeah, wrapping up the fish and chips in the newspaper.
It's also
an icon.
My fish and chip shop also has great things. They've got boxes there.
Challenging Kelso's testimony.
If that has happened, it's happened maybe once or twice in the life of my fish and chipsies.
I'd hate this to end up in some defamation suit. I'm starting to regret asking you on.
I'm not saying I've never used a plastic bag. And I'm also, that's one of the interesting things. That's one of the things we want to do this for, is because amazingly, a lot of people, I think off the back of War of Waste and a lot of other media, started to think that really the solution to climate change was like not using plastic. And unfortunately, they're two separate environmental issues. And we kind of wanted to go, hey, look, that's an issue. That's a massive issue. But you also have to recognise that this is a different issue and we've got to deal with this in different ways.
So you're doing the Climate Challenge documentary,
yes,
but in a very busy year, you're basically the new Sarah Ferguson, who used to have the roving brief to do documentaries for the ABC, but she's moving to China next year. So you're now, you're the John Pilger of the ABC.
Well, Sarah Ferguson's got an extraordinary documentary about the pedophiles, and she's interviewed them. I am fascinated. I don't want to watch the documentary. I want to watch video of Sarah Ferguson convincing pedophiles to be interviewed by her. How does she do that? What is the pitch going on there?
Yeah.
It's insane. Anyway.
And can we make her a policewoman?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they can never get interviewed with pedophiles. So maybe Sarah's doing something that our law enforcement's aren't.
Exactly. But
your second documentary is called Big Weather and How to Survive It.
Exactly. And this is kind of, I guess, focusing more on... sadly, the effects of climate change are already here, and we're looking at how communities are responding to that. Not all of the elements we'll be looking at are climate change linked, but we're looking at how communities are responding to kind of, you know, fires, cyclones, you know, all these kind of, a lot of events which are going to become worse in climate change and are increasing. And Australia is really susceptible to this kind of stuff. And it's amazing how some communities are incredible in the way they deal with this and the way they get. And it's interesting to see looking back at communities that have been hit and going, what made this community deal better with than another one? And so it's interesting, you know, examples.
It's very, very exciting. So, yeah, two Craig Rucastle documentaries coming to your ABC next year. Before I let you go and save the world, I wanted to remind you, this isn't entirely new. You've always sort of associated with people in power and tried to influence people in power. And back when we used to do the drive show on Triple J, it was sort of an era when prank calls were still a thing. No one does them anymore, thank God. But back then, it's hard to explain to people who are under 20, prank calls used to be a staple of drive shows. And you were really good at them. And again, you weren't the type that sort of put on silly voices and tried to trick people. You kind of spoke to people directly in power, including the now President Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump. I know, and I'd forgotten about this till years afterwards when he was elected and somebody said to me, didn't you prank call Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny you say, you don't do accents and that. Because I remember this. We called him at the Mar-a-Lago on the night of he just got married.
It was his honeymoon. You called him on his honeymoon.
And I called on the premise that I was Mark Burnett, the executive producer of The Apprentice. Now, the thing is, when you say I don't do accents, I am terrible at accents, right? I cannot do any accents. And I suddenly, when I was suddenly getting put through, I suddenly went, I don't have a clue. Because Mark Burnett, I think, was born in England. I was like, I don't have a clue if Mark Burnett's accent is English or American.
Well, no one had heard Mark Burnett speak. It's just a credit at the end of Survivor and The Apprentice.
And I suddenly am going, I didn't expect to be put through. It's like, yeah, we'll put you through to Donald Trump. I'm suddenly like, oh, shit. What accent does Mark Burnett even have?
It turned out not to matter because, bizarrely, you got through. We'll play the audio for you now. Now, our apologies. It's a little warped. We're not sure what's happened to the file. Russia's got involved and started trying to hack into it. There's some weird sort of multi-tracking. So the apologies is for the double up on some of the audio, but you'll get the gist of it. This is Craig Rucastle trying to ring Donald Trump, pretending to be his executive producer, Mark Burnett, while he's on honeymoon, having just married Melania.
Front desk, Kirk speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I just wanted to put through to Donald Trump's room,
please.
I'm just trying to find Donald at the moment.
Okay, then. Hold on one moment, please.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to speak to Donald Trump, please.
Hello.
Hello, is that Donald?
How are we doing?
Very good, Donald. Congratulations.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm just thinking we've got a new idea, right? If this thing doesn't work out, it's called The Wife, okay? There are 16 beautiful models competing to be your next wife. What do you think? You knock them out one by one.
Craig Rucastle talking with the now President of the United States, Donald Trump.
I didn't even put on any accent. That was just my voice.
Just your voice. Yeah. Maybe
that was
you
me thinking I'm putting an accent on.
My recollection of was you got nowhere, but you kind of got...
Yeah,
he said, how are you? What's going on?
He talked for a little while. Yeah. He let me get out the stupidest pitch ever.
Yeah. Would he describe it as a perfect call? The way he described the Ukrainian call as a perfect call?
Yeah. Not quite.
No.
Not quite the perfect call. We'll keep trying.
This is Double J.